Next application is 11, case number 11352. The application of Bo Bettebron and Michael, I'll never get Michael's name right.
Mutzalius.
Okay, that's good. Being west of Coastal Highway, south of Bayberry Road in Middlesex Beach, and being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID District 134, map 17.16, parcel 47, requesting a special use exception for a produce stand for a period of 5 years. Gentlemen, in your packet that you received, you received a substantial number of letters of support. We also received one additional letter of support in the office since the filing of this application, and there were two mail returns.
Thank you.
The one letter I got received was from Robert W. Wood in support.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Stephen Billibrand, 36030 Burbage Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. And we're before you again for a special exception for the produce stand. Last year, you granted us 1 year to prove ourselves. I think we did that with flying colors. I don't believe that we have any, well, we had one, Michael was requested a meeting on Sunday, yesterday, regarding the parking again. And they still would like to see something happen there, and we came up with a solution that I just want to read in the, into the record that we could do that may help them. Mm-hmm. And if you don't mind, I can pass this out to you. You can see the bumpers that are existing with the parking lot, and we would put a little walkway behind it.
All right.
You're up, Anthony.
Thank you. And in doing that, we would still be in all the setbacks. We would just move our produce stand into the lot more. The Middlesex would like to see the parking moved, but the parking, we spoke to the owner, Peter Demery, and he does not want us to move the parking. It's been existing for 30 years, the same parking. So the best thing we can do is put a walkway in for him, maybe divert traffic.
Right. So other than that, nothing has changed since you...
Nothing has changed.
A year ago. Okay. Very good. Hey, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down here with Mr. Werman.
No question.
Mr. Rickards.
Looks like you had a fabulous year.
Pretty good. Pretty
worked
good.
Out, it worked out for you, everything that you expected, did you?
We could always use more money.
Well, I'm sure of that.
It's a tough business.
The people it's a lot of work. It looked like they've accepted this with
yes, but we'd very much we're asking for 5 years. We would like to get something more permanent there, and perhaps we can do that in the future, a more of a permanent structure.
Thank you.
Mr. Hudson?
Did you have any issues with parking / traffic?
No, we didn't have any any problems. The people are going to walk wherever they want to walk at the beach. That's just the facts. We're going to have a nice walkway. If that's going to be okay with Middlesex Beach, we're going to give them that opportunity to have that one.
I think one of your approvals of down there was that they. Didn't have to travel up 26. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
The long traffic waits are 26. So evidently they're making the getting to these. That's what we were concerned about. We're getting to your business without.
Do you know? I mean, it was. We still have more bike and walk-in traffic
than you do
than we do with the cars.
Yeah, I know where that is. you're able to handle that.
And we met our obligations that we said last year. All the trash was removed daily. You know, there was nothing, no trash on the lot. Things were cleaned up, you know, as we stated.
When that storm came up, you were able to take down your temporary buildings and everything with no problem?
Yes, sir, no problems whatsoever.
How long did it take you to do that, 24 hours or just?
We took it down one day.
Oh, good.
We had two hay wagons, three tents.
Okay, so that.
This year we did approach the Middlesex and told them we may put a shed on there so that we could do some jams and jellies, something like that, and they're all for that as well.
I know that was an issue last year also, that you would be able to take those things down in case of a storm.
Well, we were very fortunate. We only had two rain days.
Yeah, right.
You were?
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Tressman? Mr. Miller?
No.
And I have no questions. Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Just the one question. Are you aware of any substantial adverse effect that it had?
None.
Or will have in the future?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, thank you.
Chair.
Yep. Since the applicant has suggested that there hasn't been nor anticipates any substantial adverse effect of uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, nor that we heard testimony to the contrary, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,352 for a period of 5 years.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,352 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Only, I'll give my vote only if Mr. Lank will pronounce that name again.
I'll ask the same question of the applicant.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated, so by vote, I'll be 5-0. Case number 11,352 is approved for 5 years.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, and good luck again, sir.